Indonesia's presidential election campaign is heating up. Last night, the candidates and their running mates took part in the first of five televised debates ahead of the April election. President Joko Widodo is still comfortably ahead in the opinion polls, but he's facing stiff competition from the man he beat in 2014. Indonesia correspondent David Lipson filed this report.
In one of the world's biggest democracies, where watching politics is a national pastime, the first campaign debate is treated like a Hollywood blockbuster. After a chase through Jakarta traffic with cameramen on motorbikes, the candidates walked the red carpet before a pop music performance kicked off the show. 3.5 months after formal nominations, it felt like the start of the campaign and an opportunity for candidates to lay out their visions. The incumbent President Joko Widodo is seeking a second term on a positive platform of service delivery. Our choices have to advance Indonesia, the president said, for example, in access to land, education and health services, and access to capital investment. His challenger, retired General Prabowo Subianto, is targeting Indonesia's economic problems. The indicators are showing that we are not so fortunate, he said. A successful country has independence in food supplies, in energy and clean water. They were flanked on stage by their running mates, Prabowo with Sandiaga Uno, a slick young tech-savvy businessman, the president with Maruf Amin, an elderly conservative cleric with little experience in high-level politics. When President Jokowi, as he's known, offered Amin the mic for the first time, he turned it down. I won't add anything, he said, as the clock ran down. I support Mr. Jokowi's statements. The debate topics, law and order and human rights, were often used as a springboard to more desirable talking points. Prabowo blamed corruption on low wages for civil servants, promising to increase taxes and give them a raise. And if they still take bribes, he promised more extreme measures. Like, for example, he said, putting them on an isolated island where they can spend their days digging sand. President Jokowi was more aggressive than the 2014 campaign, pointing to his opponent's record on corruption. The party you lead, he said, has one of the biggest number of candidates convicted of corruption. How can you explain that? This is democracy, sir, Prabowo replied. We're simply open about it. Then if people don't vote for them, so be it. Dr. Ross Tapsell, a senior lecturer at the Australian National University's College of Asia and the Pacific, is in Jakarta watching the campaign.
Jokowi generally did a better job of answering questions and asking questions on issues to do with corruption and also on gender, the issue of gender, pointing to the large number of women candidates he had in his cabinet.
But he doesn't think this first debate will significantly impact on voter intentions.
Overall, I can't see that there would be voters who would change their mind too much after watching the first debate.
That means the challenger still has his work cut out. The latest polls put the president around 20 points ahead. This is David Lipson in Jakarta for AM.